Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 73 degrees in the capital city. Looking for a low tonight of 57, max tomorrow. About 57 or so. Windy conditions are going to be exhibiting themselves throughout central Iowa tomorrow. Going on right now, as a matter of fact, over at the Cheese Shop on 42nd Street, the Shops of Roosevelt, our friends from Black Hollow Brewing are over there sampling a little bit of their new stuff as they attempt to get you involved in their Indiegogo campaign. They, if you remember, Kevin Hall was our guest yesterday, and we talked about the beer that they're making over farmhouse-style beer. Very cool story. Anyway, you can find that on our podcast page as well. And you can even find the next interview on our podcast page. With us in studio is one of our newest friends. I mean, almost brand new. Bob Friedman is from the accounting office of one of the newest ready-mix concrete firms here in the metro. It's called Liberty Ready-Mix, and it's based in Urbandale, and you've no doubt seen their good-looking red, white, and blue trucks rolling through the metro. Bob and I met during a recruitment and retention seminar presented by the Des Moines Radio Group, and today he's here with us. Welcome to the News Hour, Bob. Good to see you.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike.
Well, it's our pleasure. I think it's always great to find new people to talk to about businesses I know nothing about. And concrete is one of those businesses I know nothing about.
About 6 years ago when I was looking for a new job, and I really didn't know anything about concrete either. And, it's not all that exciting. You all heard the expression, watching concrete dry or something like that. But, this is one company that I'm just passionate about, and I just love where I'm working, and I just feel blessed every day to work for such a great company.
Yeah, isn't that's really remarkable? Because there's a lot of people that are in a job, whatever that job happens to be, and they just don't like it. They feel like they're stuck and they're in a rut. And you're there 6 years, and you've got a little gray in your hair, which is okay, and it's, as do I. But the issue is that so many people don't really appreciate what it is that they do, and it's nice to hear that. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So the concrete world, it's a new company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's not all that new. The company started in 2004. Mm-hmm. Basically, a Jeff Tucker, our owner, was a ready-mix driver coming out of high school. And he worked at, a small ready-mix company, and did pretty much every job at that company, and then moved on to another ready-mix company, a much larger one. And it was going through a corporate takeover at the time, and Jeff decided he thought he would. Well, he didn't have a college education, and a lot of corporations, asked for that college certificate. And I think what happened is he thought it would be a good idea to branch out and start his own business.
Well, good for him.
And what he did, concrete, you basically have two major activities. Mm-hmm. You bring in a lot of rock, gravel, sand, and then you mix it all together, and then you ship it out.
Right.
And it takes a lot of money
I can't imagine. I mean, what do one of those trucks cost, for crying out loud? I mean, they're gorgeous trucks, but I mean, that's a big investment, I'm sure.
That's about $200,000.
Hello. <Yeah.
laughs> So his idea was to go out and start a trucking company.
Hmm.
You can get into that business with a lot less capital.
Sure.
And being young and not having a lot of money saved up, he approached one of his favorite customers, Brent Voss, And Brent Voss, he was in the wall concrete wall business, foundation walls.
Okay, sure.
And you know, he asked Brent, "Hey, would you be interested in starting up this trucking business with me?" And Brent, you know, being a wall guy, you know, explained to Jeff that, yeah, you have to put about 2 inches of rock under the foundation, you know, before you pour your footings. But there's 8 feet on top of that that's concrete. So Brent was more interested in a concrete company.
Oh, sure.
So, you know.
So on it went, huh?
So, you know, the rest kind of was history. You know, they got together, hired a CPA.
Good move.
And, well, they brought in a CPA as another partner. And within about 6 months, they had their first plant, in, which is located out by Grimes, right off the 141 exit. And
well, this you've been with them for 6 years. Mm-hmm. This economy that we've seen here in the Des Moines Metro has got to have been really part and parcel of the success of Liberty Ready Mix, because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely. You know, like the first 3 years, Liberty Ready Mix started out very well.
Yeah.
Immediately, Jeff was so liked that he brought over 30, 30 employees from his previous employer.
Yeah.
And the first 3 years, sales were really what did well.
Yeah.
Then you got into the 2008 when
that was tough.
When the you know, the banking
system
collapsed, and you know, with a highly capitalized business, you know, that you know, they had to build a brand new plant and,
well, you've got,
and
yeah, buy all the, you've got $200,000 trucks. You've got a plant.
Right.
I can't imagine what that costcosts for crying out loud.
Right. And you can't start a ready mix company with just a couple of trucks.
No.
Because, you know, you have customers and you know, if you build any type of customer base, you gotta you know, do it right.
Right.
And well, anyway, that slowdown put us behind the eight ball.
Sure.
And
it did a lot of people.
And believe it or not, you know, we were real close to closing our doors.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in like I think it was March of 2008. And you know, when you're in the ready mix business, you know, you start off in January, not much
going on. Yeah.
February is the same thing, and March, you know.
That first quarter is pretty tough.
So, yeah, the financial statements don't look all that great by the end of March. And then, you know, you compound that with a slowing economy, and things just kind of go from bad to worse.
Sure.
And so they were basically faced with the predicament of maybe trying to raise some capital. And so they went out and looked for another partner, and lo and behold, they found a very successful flatwork contractor, Jordison Construction.
Sure.
And I can remember, in like June of that year, Steve Jordison did buy into the company, and he was wanting to sit down and look at the financials of our company, And I asked what I thought was a halfway intelligent question, but it was probably pretty stupid at the time. I said, "Hey, you know, aren't we selling a commodity product here, Steve? You know, don't all the ready mix companies in the town
sell about the same thing? Yeah.
Don't they know how to mix gravel, sand, water, and Portland cement?" And he said, "Bob, you're pretty misinformed about the importance of a few things in the concrete industry." And the first thing is, he said, "Hey, one of the main reasons that he bought into this company was because as a commercial contractor, you would pour test cylinders."
Sure.
And you know, you ship off, you know, like, you know, the big customers, the corporate companies would require you to pour test cylinders. That way, you know, once you pour concrete and concrete's laying out there and dries, you really can't tell much about that concrete. But if you do the test cylinders, you test it after like after 24 hours and 48 hours and a week. And after a certain period of time, you know, you do this deconstructive phase.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
where you put that cylinder under pressures until it explodes. And if the pressure is at 4,000, explodes at 4,000, you've met the 4,000 PSI test. Well, he told me that the main reason he decided to buy into the company was because Liberty Ready Mix had consistently had the highest test results than any company in Des Moines.
Hmm. And so there's a quality issue there.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And then the other thing, you know, when you mix that water with Portland cement, there's a chemical reaction that takes place, and you basically have a ticking clock.
I'm sure.
And if you don't get that concrete delivered in a short amount of time, you've got problems.
Mm.
And it's just customer service is just so important when you're dealing with something like
I'm sure. Well, you know, you got this timeline that you got to meet the time. You got all kinds of demands. You've got a general contractor perhaps waiting on the concrete. You've got a crew waiting for it. And if something goes wrong in the transportation or the delivery system, then you've got all those issues that you have to. And every lost moment or lost truck or lost whatever compounds the cost to whatever's going on. So you really got to be on cue with regard to the delivery system. What's the most challenging thing about the concrete business today?
Well, I guess keeping good drivers.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess just keeping up, I think we have some of the best drivers in Des Moines. But some people don't like to work as hard. You're like any construction job. You've got to work hard. You got basically 9 months to make your income.
Right.
And that means long hours for the company, and it also means long hours for the drivers.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things I think that we met about is you're interested in this recruiting and retaining opportunity, and you use, I know, the Des Moines Radio Group to help with that. So you're looking for drivers now?
We've just filled our drivers.
Good for you.
But, we seem to always need drivers. I mean, mm-hmm. Probably be hiring some more in the spring. But yep. Right now, I think we've just hired our last driver, thanks to our radio campaign on I think it was
KOA?
KOA and
Laser?
I think Laser.
There
yes.
I knew that. I didn't know that, but I guessed it. Well, thanks, Bob, for coming in and sharing some backstory about this this Ready Mix company. What do I know about Ready Mix and 4,000 pound tests and the science that goes into mixing up a batch of concrete? Thanks so very much.
Thank you, Boo.
All right, Bob Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Liberty Ready Mix. We're going to take a real quick break and come back with something for you. It's a marketing tip, and it'll be up next. Hang in there with us. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
Oh, my friend.